Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Here, let's do another 5-hour KM to AM. Keith McPherson on the Fan from right now till midnight on this cold Wednesday, a week before Thanksgiving Eve. The chill in the air. The date on the calendar, we're getting closer to the holidays and that time, and we've got the sportsing. NFL talk will happen tonight, of course. NBA. I'm watching, what is this, Rockets Cavaliers in here? I don't know, I got to get something else on. Maybe we'll get to some puck. I know I was talking about the Icelanders last night. But I had this feeling as I was putting together my notes with a bunch of different things. Help is on the way. There are reinforcements coming to help us miserable sports fans. A new hope. Return of a couple Jedis. A few Jedis. Trent Grisham is back. No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. You can leave Trent Grisham out of it. But I'm sure we'll talk about Trent Grisham tonight. That was my whole show last night. Well, I'm sure we'll do it again if you didn't hear me, you know, last night after the Brooklyn Nets game with Brian Cashman. And $22 million, and what this does to the Yankees. Everybody relax. It's November 19th. We have no idea what this offseason's going to be. But yes, help is on the way. Tyrod Taylor will start his second game for the Jets. He's ready. He's good. I guess the knee is fine. We'll unpack that. We heard from Aaron Glenn. We heard from Tyrod Taylor. Jackson Dart as well is going to clear concussion protocol. The plan is to have Jackson Dart back in the starting lineup for your New York Football Giants as they go to Detroit. But for time's sake, let's talk about the clutch player of the year, Jalen Brunson, and your New York Knicks, 888-808-1019, because the Knick game is going to come on at 9:30, I believe. And, you know, once we get to 9 o'clock, you Knick fans will be all set up and ready to go and not listening to the radio and watching the Knicks play. Right? As I speak about hope, the only hope in town. You know, as I think about how miserable we've been with the Jets and the Giants and how Yankee fans have been crying for over 24 hours about the offseason and Trent Grisham and how Met fans should be crying, but I think the Met fan is so conditioned at this point. They're not crying about the little marginal moves that David Stearns makes and what's going to happen this offseason. The Knicks are just like a common ground. There's so many of you Knicks fans. Leave me out of it, not me. But there's so many Knicks fans in New York, and there's so many people that believe that the Knicks are just going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, and it's been an interesting year. What can Brown do for you? I like Mike Brown so far, what I've seen, how he speaks to the media, his accountability, how he coaches up the team. And I think the biggest thing is how many minutes you've seen from bench players. It feels like a super team, not in the regard of them having, superstars in every spot, but a super team as far as them having a bunch of guys that are going to contribute. A super team as far as, hey, any given night, it could be Miles McBride, Deuce McBride's night to go off. It could be Landry Shamet's night to have the Landry Shamet game. And I think that bodes well for a team that is trying to run the race and be one of the last two teams standing. You want buy-in from the team. You know, you want everybody to feel like they're pulling on the same rope and that they're involved and that they're a part of this. With Landry Shamet, last year, I remember Mikal Bridges kind of sticking his neck out for the guy. I remember him saying, like, hey, we've got some good players here. We've got some guys on this bench that should be getting minutes. And then you see him play the other night against Miami, and he lights it up. And it's like, okay, he's a talented guy. Then they run it back against Miami, and Miles McBride comes back. Miles McBride hitting threes, scoring the basketball right away. And without OG as well, you're looking at a Knicks team that can compete. You're looking at a Knicks team that has depth. You're looking at a Knicks team that's confident in their abilities. Now, a couple storylines popped up regarding Jalen Brunson, the captain of the team, the face of the franchise, especially right now, right, going back to Dallas. I remember I used to joke and call Dallas the Dallas Mavericks, from Jason Kidd to Kristaps Porzingis to, I don't know, Reggie Bullock. We could list the crossover between Knicks players that have played for Dallas. But there's a lot of stories popping up about Mark Cuban and Nico Harrison and, you know, them letting Jalen Brunson go. The writing was on the wall that they were going to be a mess. Brunson was probably the first chip to fall, or the first domino to fall, rather. And then they lose Luka. And obviously they didn't know what Brunson was going to be. I don't think anybody knew Brunson would be this. Shout out to Loogie. I know Loogie's in the newsroom. There's a shirt in here that says, on June 23rd, 2022, Jalen Brunson is a good player. He's not great. This would be typical Knicks. Never ends. And you know Tommy's a huge Knicks fan. Knicks in 26. I don't think even the biggest of Knicks fans, NBA fans, knew what Jalen Brunson was going to become with the Knicks. But my question to you Knicks fans tonight is, why were there some of you saying,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And we don't need them. Why were there some Knicks fans saying the ball moves better without Brunson? Why were there some Knicks fans saying, hey, if we do want Giannis, maybe we can trade Brunson? You see Karl-Anthony Towns 2 games ago. Karl-Anthony Towns had 30-something in the first half. You know, there was some chatter, right? When a guy goes missing, people start to think about life without him. But there is no life for this team without Jalen Brunson. Don't forget that Rick Brunson, his pops, is right there helping the head coach, telling him, hey, play through Cat, making sure that they're playing a bunch of different guys and everybody's getting their minutes. So I know Brunson was listed as questionable. I'm still refreshing to see if, like, is that going to change? Because my next question for you is, I thought he was going to be out for a while. I honestly was like, yo, this isn't good. When he went down against the Magic, which was a calendar week ago, there was a report that he left. I was on air. Paulie told me, yo, there's a report that he left in a walking boot and crutches. I'm like, oh, no. Like, he's not trying to put any weight on this thing. It could be more than just an ankle. Then we got the report later on that it was just a regular sprained ankle. And you start thinking about Brunson's past. And you start thinking about games where he's tweaked his ankle and he's gone into the locker room and he came out with a new foot, new leg. And then I started thinking about this guy coming back, only missing 2 games here. And I'm like, oh, He's so used to tweaking his ankle, and most Hoopers are, but Brunson specifically, he's so used to, you know, twisting his ankle like that. It's like getting over a common cold. He just needs a couple days, and then he's right back out there, as you saw him, shooting and warming up. So, one, is it too soon to bring him back? Because I was saying, hey, no rush here. And then as soon as OG went down, I'm like, hey, no rush for either one of them. It is November 19th. We got a long way to go. They're only, you know, 10% through the season, 15% through the season. Now, like, there's no need to rush these guys back. Let Landry Shamet and Deuce McBride and Jordan Clarkson and these bench guys get their minutes. Let these guys go out there and get their reps early on so that they can really feel like they're part of the team. We know what Brunson is. We know what OG is. And if they can stay afloat and survive without him, then you don't need to rush them back. And, I mean, they beat the Heat in the Garden. They lost the Heat in the Garden. And they're heavy favorites tonight against Dallas. So do we need... and let me bring in Rami Lavi, who's behind the glass. You don't have to whisper. You can add to the show. The mic is on for you the entire show. You know that. You're my guy. So who is injury report? Who is this?
So Cooper Flagg is out. Obviously, Kyrie and AD are both out. So yeah, there's an extensive injury report for the Mavs. That's why the Knicks are such heavy favorites on the road.
And so why would this be the game to bring him back? Because he's going back to his former team, the team that drafted him?
Jalen's a guy who said, you have to keep me off the floor, right? He said that
if I can walk, he said something, if I can walk, I'm going to play.
Yeah, so I would guess that he is a big part of this decision if they play him.
Yeah, how about that? I didn't get to that. But we'll get to it now. And I see the calls coming in at 888-808-1019. Cooper Flagg, they get the luck, call it luck, of the lottery ball bouncing, and they get him. He's banged up already. Even though we know he's going to be a star in this league, it's not a great start for the number one overall pick. Kyrie still working his way back. Anthony Data Davis out. And I can't tell you how much I laughed when I saw the video of Anthony Davis in a Jordan Love Packers uniform. Like, I talk about fandom so much on this station because this is the fan for the fans. I am a fan. But when we talk about these professional athletes, and like Brunson is one of them, right? Brunson wearing an Eagles jersey into the Garden. Anthony Davis is not in good favor with the Dallas Mavericks fans. And I don't care if you are a Green Bay Packers fan, I know he's been on the field at Lambeau, I've seen video of it. You do not wear a Jordan Love jersey in that arena. You're in Dallas, and those fans are Dallas Cowboys fans. And I used to be one, so I know about the pain and hurt of Dez caught it. I know about Jared Cook catching that ball from Aaron Rodgers down the sideline with no time left. I know about the 40-plus points that Jordan Love, you're wearing Jordan Love's jersey. You forgot that just 2 years ago, Jordan Love, first round, came in there with Aaron Jones and those guys put 40 on Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys in their building. You want a quick way for those people to really turn on you and hate you more? Go in there as a guy that they traded Luka Doncic for, wearing a Green Bay Packers jersey. I'm surprised they didn't throw stuff at the guy, but he's going to be out for a little while. But there are conflicting reports. Some say that they're shopping him, but I think Mark Cuban came out to say, no, we're not trading him this year because we're trying to win. And I think that the Mavericks see down the road in the season, Kyrie coming back, Anthony Davis being healthy, and Cooper Flagg being healthy and more developed as a rookie. Yeah, Mark Cuban says the Dallas Mavericks will not trade Anthony Davis this season. We won't. We want to try to win. They're a mess over there. They're an absolute mess over there. So you got the Knicks tonight. We'll start with the Knicks and the return of Jalen Brunson. How do you feel about the ball movement? Because, I mean, obviously, when you watch the Knicks now, they pass the rock. They get everybody involved. They find the open guy. They shoot the three. They shoot the corner three. It is not one guy being ball dominant. Anybody can put the ball through the hoop. How do you feel about people saying that they don't need Brunson? If there was a trade for Giannis, they could move Brunson. I think that's a little far-fetched, but I'll take your calls and your thoughts on it. And then last but not least, how do you feel about him coming back so soon? Missing two games, it's been a week, and you're playing against the Dallas Mavericks team that has nobody. Is this the right spot for him, or should he have a little bit more time to rest and recover and I know there's probably a sentimental feel about going back to the team that drafted you and the team that let you go, so you might want to give them the business a little bit. But, yeah, the Knicks coming up at 9:30, so we'll start with Jalen Brunson back, the captain, and the New York Knicks. When we come back, we'll start to talk a little bit more about Tyrod Taylor and, of course, Jackson Dart. Like I said, help is on the way. I had a feeling today as I'm putting together the updates and the notes and the news and reports, I'm like, look at that. Brunson's back. Jackson Dart is back. Tyrod Taylor is back. So at least you have, you know, something to look forward to this Sunday watching the game. You hope that the Jets have somewhat of an NFL offense, and you hope that Jackson Dart continues to develop. My name is Keith McPherson. I am on till 12. Dial 888-808-1019. You guessed it. We're going to talk sports. You're listening to The Fan. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.